Do you ever wonder why you keep getting pulled back into the cycle of drinking too much, regretting it, and shaming yourself? Then stay tuned to today's episode because I will be sharing why that is and what you can do about it to stop doing that. Welcome to Exit the Drinking Life and Beyond. I'm your host, Debbie Talbert. I'm a mom to 4 extraordinary adult children, grandma to 5 vivacious little ones, and a certified life coach. I'm here to teach you how to change what you're drinking without shame, blame, and judgment. It's time to stop judging, blaming, and shaming yourself for your choices so that you can create a life beyond your wildest dreams. Ready? Let's get started. Hey, my friends, I am so excited to be back doing regular podcasts. For those of you who may have missed me, I have been out the last few months dealing with medical surgical issues. I happen to have a complication that came about from a simple operation that happened in March, and I happen to be the unicorn that had complications come from this operation that is done over and over and over again. And sometimes, yes, you do sign those papers where they do tell you there's a possibility of complications, and I happen to have a few. I'm happy to be back with you guys. I have thought about all of you the whole time I have been gone, and I have done a few things for those of you who follow me on social media. And those of you who have seen some of the content that I have over on Facebook and Instagram and LinkedIn, it's been sporadic and on and off when I was able to come and do some of the work while I wasn't recovering from the variety of operations that I've just gone through. However, I am now back. I am ready to be consistent, able to be consistent, and to keep showing up for you guys. Now, while I was away, I did a lot of training that I could do and thinking and certification. And so I'm very excited to let you guys know that I am now a certified coach with this Naked Mind Institute. And I am one of the coaches inside the path that Annie Grace offers. And I am also now retired from my job as a flight attendant. So I'm now able to do the coaching full time. So I'm setting up and doing my own coaching. And so I do have a couple of options. I have a membership option as well as, and some of you heard about that before, I went off onto surgical recovery land. And then I also do offer a very unique one-on-one package. And so what I'm going to be doing here is I'm going to be teaching you about some of the core ideas that I offer people. And the reason this episode, I decided to do it first as the first one coming back, is because I really, really get this question a lot in the emails that I have been getting, is that what is wrong with me? Why can't I figure this over drinking thing out? Why can't I just cut back and stop thinking about alcohol, right? And so I get this question a lot. And so I wanted to introduce you to what I really, really believe is the key thing that keeps making that happen for you. And when people ask me that, and when I'm coaching with them and working with them, my short answer really is belief, right? And so I honestly believe, and I keep using that word belief, but it's so vital here. And I'm going to explain to you what belief is and how belief affects our actions, and then what you can start doing to uncover your beliefs and how you can start turning around some of those beliefs that are the ones that keep pulling you back into this drinking life. I kind of envision it like it's this belief on the end of this heavy, heavy rope that you're playing a game of tug of war with, right? And so if you can get that one belief out of your way, then every single thing changes. And so that's why moving forward, you're going to hear me a lot talking about belief and that how vital this philosophy is that I have about belief, because I honestly believe you're only one belief away, right? You're only one belief away from making all the shifts that you want to make in your turbulent relationship with alcohol. And so what I want to do first is to kind of go in and explain what belief actually is. Now, when I looked it up in on Google, the definition that I actually got was that it's an acceptance that a statement is true or that something exists. And then also it's trust, faith, or confidence in someone or something. And so that's what the Google definition of belief is. And in the work that I've been doing with studying the mind and the brain and how it works as far as it goes with our thoughts and our subconscious and our conscious minds, the way I like to describe belief is a thought that you have practiced over and over again to the point that it becomes automatic for you. Very similar to the description and how Google has explained it, right? That it's an acceptance of a statement that's true. And so statements come from a sequence of words that we put together to form a thought, right? So that's really the very basic definition of a thought, is a combination or a sequence of words that we've put together. And so all day long, we have thoughts running in our minds, kind of like, if you can imagine the ticker tape of the stock market that goes in Times Square. If you've ever seen that, whether you've seen it in person or you've seen it on TV shows, and it's like this ticker tape running very quickly with all these different numbers and these codes, and it's going by rapidly, right? And so that's really what's going on in our minds and our brains all day long, is we have thoughts running all day long, right? And many, many of those thoughts we aren't even really aware of because they are so automatic and so unconscious for us. And then we have taken those thoughts and put them together in combinations and formed beliefs, right? And these beliefs, we believe them and we have faith in them and confidence in them that they are true. And we have many, many beliefs that we've accepted as a truth and pretty much on an unconscious, automatic level based upon the friends that we would hang around with or groups that we would belong to or even schools that we went to or organizations that we participate in, and even jobs that we have, right? We have these certain belief systems that we have formed and we have created because of the experiences in our lives, and also because they were given to us, so to speak, as we were growing up and taught to us, right? And as we're going through life, sure, as children, we don't have much of a choice but to take on the same beliefs that our parents have and the adults that are around us, right? Because they're the ones that are providing for us, taking care of us, guiding us in the ways that they feel that are best for us, right? And so, and that's all happening based upon their belief systems. And so then as adults, as we grow and we leave the house, we don't actually pause and take the time to question our belief systems, right? And so we just do a lot of these things on automatic, doing them because we think they're true, or we're doing them because they are so automatic, we don't even really realize that we're doing them. And so the key that comes in next, so now that we kind of are understanding what a belief is and where beliefs actually come from for us, right? Then the beliefs, how they actually affect our actions are, if you've listened to other episodes, it's really based upon what has been shown to be true that takes place is that we have a thought. And now remember, our thoughts are running all day long in our head, right? With these words that we put together into a sequence, that we put together into a sequence, and we form a thought. And then we keep having the thoughts, a variety of them around a topic. And then we form this belief, right? And so it's become automatic. And so when we have this thought or this belief system running, then based upon that is what brings us about an emotion, right? And then from our emotional state is how we take actions. And then our actions that we take, or reactions we have, or the non-actions that we don't take, is what brings about the results in our life, right? And so this is why understanding first what beliefs are and where they come from, and then knowing how they affect our life, because it really starts with a thought. And so it's starting with a thought that causes an emotion that then causes actions, reactions, non-actions. And then all of that activity is what brings about the result in our life, right? And so understanding that, and this is like the work I do inside with the coaching and the membership, is how I help you really uncover and explore your thinking and how your thinking is actually affecting your life. And then if you want to change the thoughts that are actually bringing you about results that you don't actually like, right? And so this is where the critical part of the work comes in. And I understand that it sounds very, very basic and even simplistic like. However, this is also where the magic comes in, is uncovering our beliefs, exploring them for not only truths that we may want to keep believing or not keep believing, but also the truth about what a particular belief is causing to show up in our own life. Some of the examples that, like, I personally used to think, and I do find it, and I'm uncovering it, a lot of them that many of my clients have and the people that I'm working with over in the path at This Naked Mind, right? And so some of those examples of thoughts and beliefs, right? And now this is really like, some of them are, it's boring not to drink. I'll be dull if I don't have a drink. This event is going to be dull if I don't have a drink. And so you can see how having those thoughts, when you're choosing to exit the drinking life, and let's say you've left, stopped drinking for a little while, however, you haven't uncovered the thoughts that keep pulling you back into the life and the beliefs that keep pulling you back in, then you can see now understanding how beliefs affect our lives can really be the key factor into what is really pulling you back in, right? And so some of the other thoughts and beliefs are, it's not going to be fun without alcohol. Fun requires alcohol. Like, that would be a belief, right? And then all these variety of thoughts that go along around alcohol and fun, where alcohol is needed at parties. Alcohol is the way you celebrate. Drinking is what you do when you're having fun, right? And so those would be thoughts, but the underlying belief is, life is fun with alcohol in it, right? And so we do a lot of exploring and uncovering of that kind of stuff. And that's what I want to invite you to start doing. And some of the other thoughts that come up, or beliefs, one of them that's really, really powerful for bringing people back in, is it's normal to drink, right? And that belief, thinking the last thing we want as humans is to not be not normal, right? We all want to fit in and be considered normal. And so this underlying belief that drinking is normal and normal people get to drink is also a belief that can be pulling you back in. And so some of those thoughts can be that it's not fair that I don't get to drink, right? And then another one is it must mean that I have a problem. And nobody wants to have a problem or be labeled as having a problem. And then it must mean that I'm an alcoholic. And that is like the biggest, scariest thing to look up on the internet, right? I remember searching this the question of, am I an alcoholic? And then watching the things pop up. I'm not really sure what pops up now, because thankfully there's a lot of mindfulness going on too, and some of the thoughts are changing about that term and stuff. But searching that and then going through and answering all the variety of quizzes that I found and praying that I had answered enough of them wrong not to be labeled as alcoholic, right? And so, and another thing is that another belief and thought is that I will feel deprived without alcohol. And so just, I want to leave you with this realization that your beliefs come from your thoughts, and there are many, many, many of them are automatic, right? And then from that belief system and those thoughts that you've put together to perform and create those automatic beliefs are what is really bringing you back and pulling you back in like the tug of war, because you're having this tug of war between your conscious mind being totally aware of what's going on in your life and how you're not liking it, because otherwise you wouldn't be searching out podcasts like this or YouTube videos or social media posts or around a life with less alcohol in it, right? You wouldn't even be searching for that if you weren't already consciously aware that something about it is bringing about things in your life that you don't like, right? And so I want to invite you to start writing down some of the beliefs that you actually have about alcohol, right? And start allowing yourself to uncover them, right? Because uncovering the belief and how it's affecting you is going to be what's going to allow you to stop getting pulled back in. And that's the deep, deep work that we do inside the coaching. But to get you started, though, you can do what I call a thought download. So it's really just setting a timer, asking yourself first, like, what do I believe about alcohol? Just start there. And then set the timer and just dump all those thoughts out onto a piece of paper. And just set it for like 5 minutes and I'll dump them all out. And then go back and just pick one of the thoughts and ask yourself, when I believe that to be true, how do I act? What do I do? How do I behave? And then ask yourself, do I like that behavior? What? And then if the answer to that is no, then ask yourself, well, what could I do differently than that? And even if you can't come up with something right away, just allow yourself to think about it and process it. And so just take this process and start applying it in your life. Because as you do, you will be giving yourself the gift of awareness. And the key to changing anything is awareness first, right? And so the more aware you become of how your beliefs are affecting your feelings and how those feelings cause you to act, react, or not act, the more power you have, because you get to change your thinking and your beliefs any time you want. So I really want to invite you to start applying that and practicing that and let go of the goal of abstinence and start focusing on the goal of discovery. Discovering what beliefs are keeping you stuck. Who is your life coach? If you don't have one, I would be honored to be your coach. I have created a virtual coaching program called Exit and Beyond. I want to invite you to join me inside Exit and Beyond. Inside, we address what you drink, goals, relationships, and challenges. Because this goes beyond changing what you drink. It's also about helping you create a life you love living. We can do it in so many different ways. We have group coaching, individual coaching, online chats, along with hours of online courses and content I've created just for you. When you're ready to take what you are learning on the podcast to the next level, go to jumpseatcoaching.com/membership. This is life coaching with a flight attendant's flair. jumpseatcoaching.com/membership.